In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I was about to travel to Manchester in the United Kingdom to speak about sounding the trumpet. But because of the corona and the plague all over the world, I couldn't travel. But I found out that they chose a title for the retreat, which was like a message from God, because they made it sounding the trumpet. And I could see that God speaks much better than anyone, and he can sound the trumpet for all the world by this coronavirus to help everyone to go back to God, to believe in God, to repent. So I'll give you a few words about sounding the trumpet according to the Bible passages. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram, horns, before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow their trumpets. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horns before the Ark of the Lord.'" You all know the story of Joshua and the falling down of the wall of Jericho. Because of this powerful prayer with the trumpet and also with the presence of the Ark of the Covenant. That's exactly the message of the Bible, that when we pray, when we fast, when we cry out to heaven for help, the walls of evil will fall down. And it needs the priests and all the people believing in Christ to cry out for help. And you know, this kind of marching around Jericho, it means that we should move around to preach the word of God. That's also another meaning of sounding the trumpet. And because of this trumpet and the belief in God, Jericho fall into the hands of Joshua and the people of God. That's exactly the goal of our living, because we live to be the light of this world, the salt of this earth. So we need to preach the word of God everywhere. So simply sounding the trumpet, meaning that we need to preach the word of God, to tell everyone that there is God there in heaven, and God is the King of heaven and earth. God is the Creator. God is the Controller. God is the Savior. God came to save us. God is waiting everyone to believe in Him and inviting everyone to His kingdom of heaven. So we need to cry out for God, for help, to save all the world people, and also to cry out telling everyone, come and see. Come to believe, come to know that there is another life, there is an eternal life, and stop thinking much of this life, because you can see your life is fading away before your eyes. And because of this plague of corona, everyone nowadays is scared, and everyone expecting to catch this infection easily. And we can see death invading the world. And let me tell you that people are afraid of this infection because they are scared of dying, but they never think of the another life, of the next life, of eternal death, eternal punishment, eternal suffering. So when they believe in the truth, they can see clearly that just this death is not the big problem. But the bigger problem is the punishment forever. That's exactly the message of Christianity. We need to save people, not to just give them a longer life here, but a better life now and forever when they believe in Christ. So it was written in Matthew chapter 3, "For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." You know, this was the voice of John the Baptist. He was one of the trumpets of God. He sounded the trumpet highly, and everyone listened to the word of God through John the Baptist, and thousands of people went back to God because of his sound. So we need to listen to the warnings in the Bible, to the alarms of the Bible, because the Gospels told us many times that we need to take care, because the end of life coming soon, and there is no other chance but this life to decide our fate, where to go after this life. If we stick to Christ, now we can go with him to his kingdom. But if we stay away from the kingdom of heaven, we had made our choice. Also, you can see clearly that the world is busy with science, with glory, with pride, with making money, with lusts, and all these idols cannot save people. You can see clearly that the virus attacked Western countries, rich countries, countries very famous with science, with achievements, but still they cannot save their people because they do not have the power to give life to anyone. Again, I want to remind you with an important verse written in the book of Hebrews. "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart." So when you read the Bible, when you listen to the word of God, the word of God will pierce your heart, will change your mind, will discern the thoughts, will tell you what's right and what's wrong, will guide you where to go, how to step forward in the way of God. Again, in the book of Jeremiah spoke about the word of God saying, "Because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them." So the word of God like a fire. And you know, the fire spreads easily among people because it's powerful. So when we speak the word of God, when we pray psalms, when we tell everyone about the real truth, the one only truth in this life, people may be enlightened in their mind to see where to go and how they could manage to catch the kingdom of heaven. Again, in the same book of Jeremiah, "Isn't my word like a fire, say the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" So the word of God is like a sword, the word of God like a hammer, the word of God like fire, the word of God like trumpet. So all these examples giving us the idea of God speaking to people, and people are not ready to listen. They do not want to listen to God. And even if they listen, they do not want to understand. And even if they understand, they do not like to follow the word of God. Another important trumpet happened in the last few years, which was the story of the martyrs. You all know as Copts that the history of our Coptic Church is full of the blood of martyrs. We offered millions of martyrs because of their belief in Christ. And in the last few days, we offered new martyrs, and the bloodshed of these martyrs, you know, was kind of sounding the trumpet to the whole world. Come back to God, believe in the truth. This life will not stay long. In the book of Genesis, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me." So the crying out of the blood of martyrs was mentioned in the book of Genesis chapter 4. When we study the story of all the martyrs, we can find out that they believed strongly in eternal life. That's why they offered their life easily. And they were persecuted, but they kept their face because they could see the coming life. And they looked up to the cross of the Lord and they stick to Him. And they stick to the promise of God. That's why they, you know, made a big sound, a big trumpet sound everywhere to direct our attention to the eternal life. Also, you know, in the book of Romans, St. Paul spoke about another kind of trumpet sounding when he said it in Romans chapter 13. And do this knowing the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. So when we look around and see hundreds or thousands of people are, you know, attacked by the virus, it's kind of trumpet sounding. We need to be awakened. We need to focus. We need to hurry up and repent. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let's cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So we need to put out any kind of darkness in our life. Hatredness, adultery, bad relations, all kinds of lust, judgmental attitudes, lies. All bad things happening in our life is related to the darkness of the devil. But we need to have the armor of light given by Christ Himself. Also in the book of Matthew chapter 25, at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." That's another trumpet, that the end of life may come soon. And with this cry, we can see Christ face to face. In this minute, no one can regret his life. No one can go back and change his life. It's the end of the story. And what you had done in your life now will present you before the eyes of God. That's why in the book of Isaiah, "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away." So we need not to be rebellious. We need to open our ears, to help God, the grace of God, to open our hearts, to listen carefully, and to do God's will in our life. It happened many times that people rejected the word of God. In the book of Exodus, "Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thundering and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Although they could see the light of God, they listened to the high sound of the trumpet. These people of Israel were not saved, simply because they ignored the word of God. They broke the commandments of God. So although they could see things no one could see at that time, they lived in a miraculous atmosphere. They had seen God in the cloud or in the fire. They enjoyed taking the manna from heaven, but they ended badly because they rejected the word of God. That's why in the book of Hebrews, St. Paul said it this way, "For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore." So they rejected the word. They couldn't listen anymore. They pushed Moses to go up to the mountain to listen to the word of God, but they did not keep their promise and they did not follow the commandment given by Moses. That's why the Bible always say, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, adding the rebellion. Do not harden your hearts. What's happening in the world is the voice of God. We need to listen carefully. We need to be careful. We need to be watchful. We need to stay in the church, praying to God, crying out for mercy. We need to check our hearts, to revise all our life attitudes toward the Word of God, toward relations with everyone. You all know, if you fail to love one person, you may fail to catch the kingdom of heaven. Beware. That's the Word of God, and you have to take care. Again, it was mentioned in the book of Revelation many times about the trumpets. In chapter 7, I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And in Revelation chapter 8, to the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. So these trumpets mentioned in the book of Revelation, kind of attacks happened from heaven to earth in order to help people to repent, in order to help people to be awakened, to see the truth. But actually, most of them did not repent. When it comes to Revelation chapter 11, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God. So when it comes to the seventh trumpet, that's the end of the story. And now God is reigning over everyone, everything, forever and ever. That's exactly what the Lord himself mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 24 when he started to speak about the signs happening before his second coming. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. These words were in the book of Matthew. And also it ended saying, he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So the trumpet was mentioned in the last day, the day of judgment, after these signs, to help people just to repent before the second coming. So simply, God speaks to men. And he used kind of microphones and macrophones. The microphones is the voice of God inside your heart. The microphone may be a good man in your life talking to you, sending you messages. The microphones of God may be the accidents or events happening around you to direct your attention, to focus on your spirit, to focus on eternity. So there are microphones around. Also, God speaks in nature. When you look around, you can see the Pantocrator, the Almighty God, the one in control. And all, everything on earth just controlled by the hands of God. So the nature speaks for God, speaks for the great designer who created everything according to his will, full of beauty, full of love, full of creativity, because that's God's hand. But you know, people are not happy listening to the microphone. They can shut them off. They can't shut them down. They can listen to their voices, to the lust voices, to the people voices, to the pride voices. So the voice of evil sometimes higher than the voice of God. That's why God may speak in microphones. And when we speak about the microphones, it's something what like what's happening now. The plague everywhere, the coronavirus attacks, you know, it's kind of a microphone. God speaks out loudly everywhere to tell people, come back to me. Listen to my word. Beware. The end of life is coming soon. We have to love each other. We have to believe in God. We have to catch the kingdom of heaven. This life can never be caught, but the kingdom of heaven could be caught by faith, by the church. Also, when I speak about the church is the place of God, in which God's always speaking to his people. That's why it was mentioned in the Bible that the church is the pillar of righteousness. So when we go to the church, we are ready to listen to his voice and to be transformed in his image. So God speaks in tribulations, God speaks in trials and hardships, but not all people listen even to this hard or harsh voice. What should we do when we have this trumpet sounding everywhere? First of all, we need to be alert, we need to focus. We need to take care. We need to leave everything behind and just stick to the message coming from God. That's the first step. Listen carefully. Beware. Focus. The second step, we need to direct our attention to the will of God, to understand the message, to follow the word of God. So we need to contemplate. We need to meditate. We need to digest the word of God. Because sometimes when we just hear the word of God, we can easily forget it. But when we repeat it in our mind, when we remind ourselves all the time with the word of God, it's kind of rooting the word of God inside our hearts. It will affect our behavior, our ideas, our goals in life. Also, we need to submit ourselves to the word of God. We need to say, okay, I will do whatever you like. I'm here to listen to your word. Please, God, tell me what exactly you want me to do. And I'm going to do it, whatever it costs me. Because I don't want to go to hell. I need your kingdom. I need your salvation. I believe in your crucifixion and resurrection. I believe in your promises. So I'm here to listen. So guide me. Show me your will. Guide me in my mission. What exactly I should do in this life in order to be a follower of your grace. So receive the trumpet and lift up your voice. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, you need to pray back. You need to tell God what exactly your confession. You need to repent from all your heart. You need to take decisions in life. You need to step forward in the way of God. You need to grow in spirit. You all know what should we do. Because in this period of the Lent, the greatest period in the year for the church, we need to spend more time with God. We need to pray more psalms. We need to enjoy the communion regularly in the church. We need to go for confession. We need to give the poor more and much more than we had done before. We need to focus on God's word, not our desires, because what we desire is usually a kind of darkness, but God's desire is the salvation of everyone. May God bless you all and save our souls. Glory to God. Amen.